This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 in the evening, which means it is time again for Pop It Parliament. Kelvin, you have been a very busy bee indeed in studio now in Parliament earlier today. So you've got the updates for us. What happened?
So one of the more interesting announcements today came from Minister of Education, Dr. Mazli Malik. He was asked a question by Hulu Langat MP Tuan Hasanuddin bin Mohamed Yunus whether the government will revise the history subject, which he said had contained wrong facts and too much exaggeration. Dr. Mazli said that the ministry will set up a committee to improve our history curriculum and textbooks, and that they will have dialogues with historians to include fresher perspectives on historical narratives.
So did he mention anything about adding, I suppose, newer events to the syllabus?
He did. And in fact, Dr. Mazli said that one of those events would be the 1MDB fiasco. Pontian MP Ahmad Maslan then pointed out that the ministry should also include the Forex scandal back in the 1990s.
Saya amat bersetuju dengan pandangan Yang Amat Berhormat Pontian tentang sesuatu kesilapan dalam sejarah perlu dipelajari agar tidak diulangi. Saya boleh memberikan jaminan bahawa isu 1MDB akan dimasukkan dalam sejarah Malaysia supaya generasi ke depan tidak akan mengulangi. Begitu juga dengan jenayah besar
termasuk,
yang dilakukan oleh ahli politik
42
di dalam menyamun
harta 1MDB, hutang cuma 31, aset 42 bilion. Hutang 31
bilion masuk dalam sejarah, begitu juga
sejarah yang menyatakan bahawa
khazanah
negara telah disamun oleh pemimpin akan dimasukkan dalam sejarah juga,
termasuk juga berkaitan 32 bilion yang hilang akibat dia the forex scandal,
berkaitan dengan sejarah ataupun pengajian dan pembelajaran sejarah.
Honestly, all this is making me want to go back to school so I can study history. It sounds like it's going to be incredibly exciting.
I just wonder how the teachers will teach them. Let's hope they do a good job.
Right, that's a good point. Okay, so moving on from history textbooks, did anyone mention the Tabung Haji allegations today?
So former Tabung Haji chairperson Abdul Aziz Rahim, who's also the Baling MP, held a press conference today. He wanted to tell his side of the story in response to a police report lodged by Lembaga Tabung Haji against him. Just a bit of context, the report alleged that 22 million ringgit had been misused for political activities, and that money was supposed to be for Yayasan Tabung Haji's humanitarian program.
So what did Abdul Aziz say?
He said that during his tenure as chairman, depositor funds were never used for the purpose of welfare activities, despite the allegations that it was the case. He also said that the 22 million ringgit came from a variety of sources, including investment profits, UMNO, as well as companies who weren't keen on contributing to the fund. In response to the accusations that the funds were used for political activities, Abdul Aziz also insisted that they carried out their welfare programs not only in BN states but also in those across the political divide.
Bukti menjelaskan perjalanan kita lebih 60 buah parlimen, kita pergi ke kawasan-kawasan yang UMNO Barisan Nasional tak pernah menang. Contohnya kita pergi kawasan Batu, Lembah Pantai, Sempurna, Kota Baru, Permatang Power, Bukit Katil, Kapar, Sungai Siput, Bukit Katil. Jadi maknanya perjalanan kita dalam bulan Ramadan itu untuk kita membantu semua rakyat masyarakat dalam negara kita tanpa mengira fahaman politik. Yang penting mereka adalah golongan hasnaf yang memerlukan sumbangan tersebut untuk bulan Ramadan.
He also said that the allegations were done with ill intent and assured depositors several times that their funds are safe.
Saya sekali lagi ingin menegaskan bahawa ini adalah duit keuntungan pelaburan tabung haji sebanyak 7 juta. Yang lain-lain bukan duit tabung haji. Khususnya bukan duit penabung, bukan duit pendepositor, bukan duit makcik-makcik, pakcik-pakcik yang simpan dalam tabung haji dikeluarkan. Tak boleh. Kita tidak boleh keluarkan wang sesiapa. Mereka kena datang, tuan badan kena datang untuk letakkan cop jari, boleh keluarkan duit. Jadi ini bukannya duit. Jadi saya duit penabung yang dikeluarkan seperti 2-3 hari ini saya tengok ramai sangat netizen dan juga banyak media sosial yang spin memainkan peranan sehingga menakutkan makcik-makcik, pakcik-pakcik kat kampung tu. Tak, ini adalah duit kerana Allah, duit ni kita buat untuk memberikan bantuan. Jadi saya akan memberi kerjasama yang padu, sama juga dengan pihak SPRM yang telah menyiasat secara telus amanah kepada diri saya. Saya memberi segala kerjasama dan segala maklumat yang ada kepada saya. Itulah yang saya akan lakukan, insyaAllah.
So that was former Tabung Haji Chairperson and Baling MP Abdul Aziz Rahim. Kelvin, what else happened today?
So the PAC, or the Public Accounts Committee, together with the Auditor General, held a press conference during lunchtime following the tabling of the Auditor General's Report 2017 Series 2 in Parliament today. The report contained 298 recommendations that are aimed at addressing specific weaknesses in the public sector. Auditor General Madinah Mohammad said that two ministries were identified for punitive measures to be taken. Those two are the Transport Ministry and the Youth and Sports Ministry.
Well, that sounds ominous. What kind of punitive measures are they talking about?
So the chairman of the PAC, Ronald Kiendi, clarified that further investigations are needed before determining what action to take.
Bila saya kata punitive, itu bukan bermaksud kesalahan itu telah dibuktikan. Perlu ada siasatan lanjut oleh pihak-pihak tertentu. Kalau ia melibatkan kecuaian pejabat awam, siasatan akan dilaksanakan oleh Jabatan Perkhidmatan Awam. Kalau melibatkan pihak-pihak ketiga, sama ada kontraktor, konsultan dan sebagainya, ia juga akan disiasat oleh pihak-pihak seperti CIDB dan juga pihak-pihak yang berkuasa. Jadi bila kita kata isu punitif, bermakna isu-isu berpotensi punitif. Jadi tertakluk kepada siasatan lanjut. Jadi bukanlah bermakna kita terus menjatuhkan hukuman dari segi itu.
Collectively, the PAC also said that they will call up key individuals from the ministries or agencies involved for investigations.
Lazimnya jika satu siasatan dibuka oleh PAC, orang-orang penting dalam agensi dan jabatan itu akan dipanggil oleh PAC. Seperti apa yang berlaku dalam tiga siasatan yang dibuat oleh PAC ketika ini, iaitu siasatan on GST refund, siasatan terhadap marina awam dan siasatan yang akan bermula esok, proceeding on the Auditor General Reports on 1MDB. So kita akan panggil orang-orang penting. Seperti yang berlaku besok, kita akan panggil Tan Sri Amin, the former Auditor General, sebagai salah satu seorang daripada saksi-saksi yang kita kenal pasti untuk memberi keterangan kepada PAC.
So I understand that there were also comments from the Minister of Economic Affairs, Azmin Ali, discussing that project that we're all so looking forward to, the third national car. What was the update?
So Azmin said that they're still in the discussion stage, but he also emphasised that the move is aimed not so much at building a new national car, I guess. It's more to focus on building capacity. I'll let him put it in his own words.
It is not about building a car. But I think the main objective is to enhance our engineering capacity among the Malaysian and to build a new ecosystem which is very deeply involved in innovation and new technology. I think that is the main objective. But certainly we will continue to discuss and engage with all the stakeholders. And now Mike is taking charge as a secretariat to discuss with all the stakeholders to prepare for the prototype, hopefully by next year. We have received more than, I think, about 24 proposals from private sectors that have shown some interest in this particular project. And we also noticed there are some interest by Malaysians who are abroad at present, and they are interested to come back and put in their ideas and knowledge into this new proposal, which is good for the country. We bring back this brain to Malaysia.
He was also asked by a reporter about the biggest challenge the country is facing at the moment. He, Azmin, pointed out the need to restore investor confidence.
I think the biggest challenge is to restore back the confidence among the investors, not only domestic but also foreign investors. I think that is the key challenge. But I think with all the initiatives and measures taken by the Prime Minister and the Cabinet for the last few months, it has improved the level of confidence among investors, and they wanted to come back to Malaysia to put in their investment. So we will continue to ensure that it is a business-friendly government, and the role of the government is to facilitate the investors to park their investment in Malaysia.
So over the weekend, there was another bit of news that kind of made the headlines, because MCA voted to dissolve Barisan Nasional to form a new alliance, which, I mean, I'm curious whether anyone had anything to say about that.
Yep. UMNO President Ahmad Zahid Hamidi gave a short comment. He told reporters that MCA doesn't have the right to make the suggestion to dissolve the BN.
Dan tentunya MCA tidak mempunyai hak untuk mencadangkan supaya Barisan Nasional dibubarkan. Walaupun ianya merupakan satu cadangan, mereka harus mengetahui bahawa sebarang keputusan yang dibuat oleh Barisan Nasional ianya hendaklah dibuat secara konsensus atau sebulat suara. Dan biarpun begitu, kita menghormati keputusan yang dibuat, dan tentunya mereka tahu apa yang harus dilakukan untuk memperkukuhkan parti MCA sendiri. Kerana di dalam parlimen mereka tinggal hanya satu kursi saja. Itu pun mereka mewakili kursi yang pengundi-pengundinya majoriti Melayu. Jadi mereka harus tahu kedudukan sebenar mereka kalau mereka mahu terus relevan di dalam landscape politik di negara kita.
We'll be discussing MCA's vote later on in the evening with Oisan, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Kelvin, thank you so much for the updates. We did have a message that came through from Dr. RK saying, it is heartening to note that the school history curriculum will be reviewed, as it is factually incorrect as a result of manipulation by zealots and pseudo-nationalists with a hidden agenda. But I don't understand the point of including the 1MDB scandal in there. Insert that in your anti-corruption course that the minister wants to introduce, which is a valid point. Talk to us about how you feel about, I suppose, the history books being revisited. What are the things that you would like to see? What are the things that you'd like to see revamped? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, and you can, of course, always tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got some messages coming your way, followed by Sly and the Family Stone, Ride the Rhythm. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.